The nation's top college runners gathered in Louisville over the weekend for the NCAA Cross Country Championships. Here and Now's Alex Ashlock has our report.
The horses run for the roses at nearby Churchill Downs every May, but there was a different breed of thoroughbred on display at Tom Sawyer State Park on Saturday afternoon. And one of them completed his own Triple Crown.
And now, making his final turn on his way to his ninth individual NCAA title.
Oregon junior Edward Chesarek lived up to his Twitter handle, King Chesarek. He won the men's six-mile race for the third straight year, something that's never been done before. Chesarek's individual victory may have been historic, but it wasn't enough to earn his Oregon Ducks a team national title. That's because each cross-country team has five runners, and the points they contribute to the team total correspond to their place in the race. The lowest team total score wins. Chesarek did his job on Saturday. He scored only 1 point since he finished first, but Oregon's next best finisher was 46th, so the Ducks' point total climbed too high to contend for the team title. They finished fourth. The men from Syracuse celebrated when they found out they had edged top-ranked Colorado for the team championship, the first for the Orange since 1951. Martin Hay here, a senior, was one of three Syracuse runners who finished in the top 10 in Saturday's race. That's the way you win a cross-country team title.
This is it. This is the last one. This is the way you go out. I'm done.
Syracuse came into Saturday's race ranked number 2 in the nation. And coach Chris Fox knew his runners were capable of a first-place performance in Louisville.
I know everybody says this. It's a special group of kids. I mean, we have no drama. We have nothing. We just go run.
The women from New Mexico put together a team race for the ages. They had five runners among the top 24 finishers, and that added up to just 49 points, the lowest team score at the NCAA meet in more than 30 years. Senior Courtney Frerick spoke with her arms around her four teammates.
That was in the back of our heads the whole time. That's what we ran for, was for each other.
Notre Dame senior Molly Seidel capped a great career with her individual victory in the women's race. She beat Boise State freshman Allie Ostrander by 4 seconds.
For some reason, I always think people are right behind me. So that whole final stretch, I was just gunning as fast as I could. Until you cross the line, you never know. So, I mean, you have to push all the way through.
Seidel returned to her campus a national champion. But the women from Iowa State left Louisville with far less fanfare. They finished 24th on Saturday. And the end of their season coincides with the anniversary of one of the darkest days in Iowa State history. On November 25, 1985, the women's team finished second in the NCAA championship cross-country race in Milwaukee. But on their way home, in bad weather, a plane carrying three of the runners and two coaches crashed. Everyone on board was killed. A memorial service will be held on Wednesday in Des Moines, Iowa, where the plane went down. It's being described as a celebration of the lives that were snuffed out on that day 30 years ago. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.